Good morning and welcome to Emmett Audio. I've been recording episodes in Otter as a way of better capturing transcripts of what I'm saying, but also because Spotify for Podcasters is going to discontinue their in-app recording feature sometime in the coming months, and I wanted to shift over. Morning! I want to shift over my recording process, but I will admit, you know, you get used to the process and it becomes a part of the creative process. It feels very different to be recording somewhere else, for instance, because it's transcribing it in real time. I need to tip the screen away from me so that I can't see the words appear on the screen because it trips me up. At any rate, I've been recording some things, but I apologize. I haven't been posting them to my podcast because, well, because the process is different. We got a nasty storm, or a nice storm. Not sure what you'd call it. Yesterday, starting the night before, we had been having a very mild spring. Our last proper snow was back in mid-March. It was looking like we were going to be in the clear. And then we got several inches of freezing rain and sleet, and then turned to sort of very packable snow. Several more inches of that. And depending on where you live, I'm sure they got much more than that. I know up in Vermont they got maybe a foot of snow. At any rate, if this had happened a couple months earlier, we all would have been cheering and saying, yes, you know, like, snow day. Well, actually, everyone was happy for the snow day. But, you know, going out and playing in the snow, skiing, frolicking, building snowmen and snow forts, etc. And as it was, we were all like, I'm kind of done with this. And we did other things, and that was fine, but just has me thinking about how context is everything, right? The same weather, just the different phases of the winter, has you saying, oh my god, it's magical, to saying, eh, let's move along to spring, please. How fast can this melt? And that's life for you, right? Because life throws you stuff. Well, when it throws you stuff, and sometimes it lines up with what you want, sometimes it doesn't. And you might very well end up with the thing that you hoped for, but not at the time that you hoped for. Not at the time that you hoped for it. And, well, what are you supposed to do with that? What does it mean to get what you want, but not when you wanted it? And is there a way to... is there a way to shift your perspective in the moment so that you can be grateful for what you have, or what you're getting when you're getting it? Or is it always just a matter of, unless you're getting it in the time frame that you wanted it in the context you wanted it in, then that's just what it is. It's not what you want, actually. Right? It's the right thing at the wrong time. That's what it is. We've all had this in relationships, right? Someone who's awesome, but wrong time for you. Or someone who's awesome, but it's the wrong time for them. Or it's the right relationship for you, but at the wrong time in your life. The right thing at the wrong time is still the wrong thing. And yet, we have it all the time in life, right? We get the thing that we've been wanting, but at a time that we don't want it, in all aspects of our lives. And it's very hard to be present in the moment and grateful for the thing that you have been wanting, but that comes when you don't want it to. And I'm not even sure that the goal should be that we change our minds and are grateful for it. Like, perhaps there's a purpose to it feeling like the wrong time. Right? Like, that's an important signal. It's a costly signal that our mind is giving us of discontent, even while we're getting the thing that we might have appreciated not too long before. So why is that? What is our brain doing? Well, I think it's a demonstration of the fact that timing is everything. That it's not so much that we want something. It's that we want something at a particular time. Right? You want ice cream when you want ice cream. You don't want ice cream when you don't want ice cream. Somebody gives you ice cream when you don't want ice cream. You don't want the ice cream. Right? You want to sit down when you want to sit down. You want to eat when you want to eat. And there are times when you definitely don't want to eat. So getting the timing right in life actually feels like the central thing. And, you know, you can't control the weather. But rather than beating myself up for feeling like I'm being ungrateful for not appreciating this snow, I think it's maybe a more helpful question to ask myself. Well, what is it that I want now? And how do I... what should I do? What is it that I want, and how should I... what should I do now to get that thing? So, for instance, right now, what my body is really craving is being out in the sunlight. So this morning, we were going to do kettlebells while we waited for the school bus. But I looked outside and saw that it was sunny. I looked on the weather forecast and saw that it was supposed to be cloudy all day. And I thought, well, let's walk to school. Because this is sunny and that's what my body wants right now. It doesn't care two bits about the snow. It wishes that would go away. But what it really wants is as much sunlight in my eyes and on my face as I can possibly get. So, let's prioritize that today. And to the extent that it's only sunny now, let's do something now that captures that sunniness. If it's sunny later, we'll figure out what to do later to take advantage of that fact. But that's the thing that I want now. Now, it could be. It wouldn't be a sunny day, right? Yesterday wasn't a sunny day at all. It was snowing all day yesterday, and if today was simply cloudy all day, well, what is it besides sun that my body wants? And it would probably look something like going into the greenhouse and sitting on the ground with my hands in the dirt for a little while and making a roaring fire in the wood stove and sitting in front of that for a while. And I don't know what else, but I think paying attention to what you want and taking the steps to make that happen, that captures both the right thing at the right time. You figured out what it is that you want now at this moment in time, and maybe you can't get it. Maybe the right thing for you at this time, moment in time, like, let's go back to relationships. Maybe it's someone who you're not going to be able to... you're not going to be able to win over. But you can sure as hell try. And that's the thing that I want to take away from this, is like letting go of the right thing at the wrong time. Figuring out what it is that you want now, figuring out what you need to do to pursue that, and then go get it. And if you can't get that, well, figure out the next thing on that list. Figure out the next thing, the next right moment, and be working to get the right thing at the right time.